Here's a story from The World.
In Europe, a high-stakes political game is playing out. In one corner are Hungary, Poland, and Slovenia. In the other, the rest of Europe. At the center of it all is a jackpot worth $2.1 trillion. That is the EU budget, including emergency funding for economies reeling from the pandemic. Earlier this week, Hungary and Poland effectively vetoed that budget. Leaders of all 27 EU member states were meeting online today. I spoke with our Europe correspondent Orla Barry earlier to find out why Hungary and Poland are holding up the budget process.
Well, very simply, Marco, because the EU proposed that the funding would be linked to a rule of law mechanism. In other words, that EU money could be withheld from countries that are seen to breach EU principles or indeed mishandle EU funds. And this is a problem for Hungary and Poland because both countries know that the EU already disapproves of how they've been seen to gradually dilute democratic norms, essentially in the way that they've taken over independent media and how they've reduced the independence of their judiciary. Only a few weeks ago, Hungary proposed changes to the country's electoral laws, which could make it very difficult for opposition parties to ever get into power. The problem up to now has been, while the EU has disapproved of all of this, there's very little it could do, because if it proposed any action against Hungary, for example, Poland would then veto the action and vice versa. But this new conditionality would change things somewhat, and it means they could be in danger of losing EU money.
I mean, won't Hungary and Poland also lose out if the bill isn't passed? Vetoing this budget means they won't receive any recovery funding, right?
Right, exactly. And I should point out that Poland actually currently receives more EU funds than any other country in the European Union. So it stands to lose a lot. And Hungary, by the way, used to be the largest recipient per capita of EU money. The thing is, there's a reason these negotiations are being compared to a poker game, because right now everyone is wondering who'll fold first. What Poland and Hungary may be banking on is the fact that they can afford to wait it out a little longer than some of their southern neighbours to get their hands on the financial aid. Because if you look at Italy, for example, which was very badly hit by the pandemic first time around, they've been very badly hit again this time around, and they're concerned that their economy is effectively paralysed. So it's quite possible that Poland and Hungary are thinking, well, the EU will have to cave in because countries like Italy and Spain will put them under pressure to do so.
So how's this all being viewed by the general public in Poland and Hungary? Are they angry with their leaders for bad governance?
Well, you have to bear in mind that in Hungary in particular, the majority of the media is government-owned or government-supported. So many of the public will only be getting the news that their government wants to hear. That said, in Hungary yesterday, six opposition parties did come together and issue a joint statement saying that Prime Minister Viktor Orban is not operating in the nation's interests. But it's been interesting to see what the prime ministers of both countries have been saying back home, because it's not exactly what they have been saying to the EU are in Brussels. And I spoke to Daniel Hegedus about this with the German Marshall Fund.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Orban argued that it's practically a punishment for those countries who object to illegal immigration, and that the EU would like to blackmail Hungary to let in asylum seekers in the country, which is de facto not true. And in the case of Poland, even the argumentation was used that through this rule of law mechanism, the European Union tries to push Poland to recognize gay marriage.
And Hegedus made the point, this is something the Polish government has been saying since 2005. And actually, it's completely untrue, because the EU doesn't have the legal ability to interfere in areas like this, like gay marriage, etc.
So, Orla, what's likely to happen now? Is there a possible end to this deadlock?
Today, it seems unlikely that anything will be resolved. There are indications that some MEPs are looking for ways to compromise or at least work a way around this. There are a number of options open to the EU, Marco, but at the moment, it does seem both sides are sort of waiting to see who will cave first. But I asked Daniel Hegedus from the German Marshall Fund what he thinks will happen.
I would like to give a very simple answer, which is that the European member states have much better cards, but politicians like Prime Minister Orban bluff much better. Having a Mexican standoff with Poland and Hungary and the European Parliament is, I think, a political scenario everyone would like to avoid.
And one other thing to bear in mind is that the majority of the public in Poland and Hungary are actually very pro-EU. There was a survey of all the countries last year, and Poland topped the board as having the most favourable view of the European Union. So this is something both prime ministers will have to bear in mind.
The world's Orla Barry on the European Economic Recovery beat for us today. Thank you very much, Orla.
You're welcome, Marco.
From PRX.